There are so many people whose human rights are totally abused that we have to protect them. There are so many people who are dying needlessly from preventable diseases. There are so many areas where people's human rights are abused, in particularly conflict areas. We are maintaining now 120,000 UN peacekeepers, but all these challenges can be overcome if we are better organized, if we are more united. And that's what I'm going to do during my second term.
What is so tough about this job?
What is important at this time, that when all member states, 193 member states, have a correct vision and correct understanding of the situations and challenges we are facing, then I think these can be overcome. My mission is to make this seemingly impossible job a possible job. My predecessor, Secretary General Kofi Annan, once told me before I took over my job that this may be most impossible job, but this may be the best and most honorable job for humanity.
Often as Secretary General, you are caught between powerful member states. How do you deal with that pressure?
As a Secretary General of the United Nations, I cannot be loyal to any one or another country or any group of countries. I have to be loyal to the people whom we serve. I have to be faithful to the principles of the Charter of the United Nations. Some people say that we have 193 bosses. It seems to be almost impossible to deal with all these people, because they are all coming from different countries with a different background and different interest. But I believe that they are united also, and they all believe in United Nations Charter.
What would you like to do differently during your second term?
I have seen very strong power of partnerships. We were able to bring the climate change to the top of the global agenda. We were able to deploy 120,000 UN peacekeepers around the 16 missions. We were able to establish UN Women, trying to protect and promote more about the women's social status and political status. We are going to build upon all these achievements which we have been building during the last 5 years. Therefore, I'd like to connect all these seemingly different agendas into one thread.
You spoke about challenges laying ahead. May I ask you to list your priorities?
I have laid out five generational opportunities for my second term to work with the member state. First, we have to achieve sustainable development. We have to connect the dots among climate change, food crisis, water scarcity, energy shortages, and also women empowerment and global health issues. These are all interconnected issues. Therefore, in RioPlus20 summit meeting June this year, we'll have to make this conference a great success. Then we are focusing on prevention. Prevention for man-made or natural-made crisis. And we have to make this world a safer and secure world.